A winter weather advisory is in effect across much of northeast Ohio from 1 p.m. today and will continue through 7 a.m. tomorrow. The National Weather Service says snow will develop early this afternoon. The advisory includes Stark, Mahoning, Summit, Portage, and Trumbull counties. Lake effect snow could bring 2 to 4 inches with wind gusts of up to 35 miles per hour. In Carroll, Columbiana, and Tuscarawas counties, total snowfall could reach 3 to 5 inches. Travel could be difficult, especially during the evening and Thursday morning commutes. Drivers are urged to slow down and use caution. Meanwhile, several local communities are issuing snow parking bans due to accumulating snow, asking drivers to keep streets clear for plow crews. Canal Fulton, East Canton, and Jackson Township are banning street parking today, with restrictions lasting through tomorrow morning or midday. Nimishillen and Lake Townships also have parking bans in effect from this afternoon into tomorrow, while Plain Township's emergency ban began Tuesday night and runs through tomorrow night. Officials urge residents to move vehicles off the street and keep sidewalks clear as crews work to clear roadways. A man is in custody following a multiple victim stabbing investigation in Canton. Police say 24-year-old Emil Bautista of Canton was arrested Monday on a warrant charging him with 3 counts of felonious assault. He allegedly stabbed 3 men who suffered serious injuries. Court records state the incident occurred November 2nd. Bautista is scheduled to be arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. Stark County residents can get an inside look at their local law enforcement by joining the 2026 Citizens Academy. This 13-week program begins February 10th and runs Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 9:30 at the Stark County Sheriff's Office in Canton. Participants will experience firearms safety training, tour the crime lab and jail, see drone demonstrations, learn about 911 dispatch and the judicial system, and more. Applications must be submitted by February 3rd. Settlement payments are beginning to roll out for people affected by the 2023 East Palestine train derailment. Claims Administrator Epic says initial partial payments were mailed Tuesday and today to eligible settlement members who filed valid personal injury claims and have not previously been paid. The payments are partial because final award amounts are still under review. Claimants with deficiencies or rejected submissions will not receive money in this round, but may still qualify later. Epic expects remaining approved payments to be sent by March 31st, with direct payment claims possibly mailed by May or June. A Lisbon police officer has been placed on paid suspension as the department begins an internal investigation. Chief Mike Abraham confirmed Patrolman Sean Reynolds was suspended Monday but said no details can be released at this time. The Morning Journal reports the matter is still in the early stages and is going through the administrative process. Reynolds joined the department in September of 2024. A man is facing multiple charges after a domestic violence incident in Sebring. Police say 34-year-old Christopher Blanton of Canton was arrested Sunday morning at an apartment on Alabama Avenue. Blanton is accused of assaulting his girlfriend, grabbing her by the throat, and threatening several people with a knife, including juveniles. No serious injuries were reported. Blanton is charged with domestic violence, assault, and 3 counts of aggravated menacing. His arraignment is scheduled for today in Mahoning County Court in Sebring. A Mahoning County grand jury has issued indictments in 3 separate criminal cases. Jacob Jackson of Struthers is charged with involuntary manslaughter after his 3-year-old son accidentally shot himself with Jackson's gun in August. 2 women, Essence Reveille and Camille Hibbett of Struthers, have been indicted for severe child abuse. Police say a 7-year-old boy in their care was starved and beaten, leading to child endangering and domestic violence charges in October. Former counseling services owner Ryan Sheridan is facing kidnapping and domestic violence charges following an October incident where he allegedly dragged a woman from her car and pinned her inside his home. Sheridan previously served time for Medicare fraud. Statewide drug task forces in Ohio have made significant seizures in 2025, confiscating more than $75 million in illegal drugs, 440 guns, and $4.1 million in cash. The Ohio Organized Crime Investigations Commission says these efforts stop traffickers before drugs hit communities. In Mahoning County, the local major drug interdiction task force executed searches at 3 homes, seizing 14 kilograms of cocaine, 2 firearms, a vehicle with a hidden compartment, and nearly $30,000 in cash. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost says task forces like these across the state help keep families safe and disrupt the flow of dangerous drugs. Mahoning County Prosecutor Anissa Modarelli is running for Common Pleas Court judge. She filed her petitions last month after Judge John Durkin announced he would not seek re-election. Modarelli will host her first campaign fundraiser Monday in Boardman. She has more than 30 years of legal experience, including 25 years as an assistant prosecutor. Cortland police rescued a man from a burning car in Bezetta Township Saturday night. Officers found the vehicle flipped on its side after crashing through a fence on Bradley Brownlee Road. An officer pulled the man out through the sunroof while another used a fire extinguisher to control the flames. The victim suffered serious injuries and one of the officers sustained minor injuries. The Highway Patrol is investigating. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.